Coming up on the Politics Hour, simple solutions to complex problems. More police needed to cover the city in the summertime. Two crucial county employees out of town when the water main broke in Montgomery County. Higher gas prices in the region. A jump in area foreclosures. Simple solution, an end to vacation as we know it. From now on, by decree of the Politics Hour, you all work 24/7, 365 days a year. No need to travel, emergency workers always available, and you make enough money to pay for everything you want. The mayor spending taxpayers' money to travel with a security detail. Simple solution may come after next week's Supreme Court ruling. The mayor may have two newly available, inexpensive security officers, Smith and Wesson. The Politics Hour, after the news. Loudoun County is the latest jurisdiction in our area to agree to work with the feds in cracking down on illegal immigration, but can it do so without the spiraling costs and controversy that Prince William County has faced with its program? Joining us in the studio is Eugene Delgadio, who is a member of the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors. He represents the Sterling District. Supervisor Delgadio, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The program that you're offering, you're training three of the sheriff's office gang investigators under a federal program that allows deputies to begin deportation proceedings against illegal immigrants. Does that mean that anyone who is considered questionable but not arrested by the gang unit, does that person then have to be taken to the gang unit to have their immigration status verified? And if so, why?
The sheriff has assured us that he's only looking for people who have already in custody. And I have brought a copy of their news release as well as a copy of the signed agreement with the Homeland Security. This is a preliminary thing. Even without this agreement, Loudoun County, according to the statement on the website, 107 suspected criminal illegal immigrants have been taken in last year. As a way of comparison, Prince William, I just got off the phone with the Prince William supervisor, John Stirrup. They shipped out 393 last year, and this year they're way over target with 700 this year. So they will be shipping out approximately 1,600 this year from Prince William. We're just at the very beginning of that program with just 107.
How do you determine someone's illegal? How do you determine to whom you're going to ask that question? What is the basis to say, Are you an American citizen? I assume you are.
Yes, but I'm not arrested for knifing somebody or raping somebody or breaking into their house.
And a traffic stop? Does that have to be a violent crime?
If you're in custody, if it's a violent misdemeanor, if it's a violent crime of some kind, a serious misdemeanor.
If you're drunk in public, for example, and you're taken in?
I think the threshold is if you're a danger to somebody else. That's really the threshold. So we're talking about people who are breaking and entering, stealing refrigerators, stealing cars. These are people who are going to be incarcerated for 30 days or more.
What did you learn from Prince William County, the national kind of firestorm that they created with their program? I believe they've scaled it back a little bit.
Prince William created a vacuum of leadership in Loudoun County, and the sheriff had to respond to the vacuum of leadership that he failed to stand up and do what was necessary to clean out his community of Loudoun County. My district has 300, 400 people have turned out in recent days to public hearings, public events, and we're having another public event July 22nd at Parkview High School. There will be 500 people there from Sterling Park alone, and they are outraged that this type of program has not been instituted.
800-433-8850 is the number to call if you would like to offer your opinion or have questions about the program in Loudoun County that is being done in coordination with the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. 800-433-8850 is the number to call. Obviously, a major concern here, Delegate Delgadio, the one that Tom Sherwood in fact raised, has to do with racial profiling.
If you are stabbing somebody, we don't look at your race. If you're robbing a refrigerator, we don't look at your race. If you're in jail for a violent crime and we find out that you fit a particular, what we're looking for is if you're a criminal. That's it. So if you are a criminal and you're an illegal alien, you will serve your time, and then you will be deported immediately after you serve your time.
So are we talking anybody who is arrested for that kind of crime, regardless of race or ethnicity, will be required to prove his or her immigration status?
Yes, a study produced by Congressman Frank Wolf and the U.S. Justice Foundation, U.S. Justice Department, released last week. There's Asian crimes. There's all sorts of international criminal activities. There's crimes of organized nature from every part of the globe. And they're here in the United States, and they're here in Loudoun County.
What percentage, this is a guesstimate maybe, what percentage of crimes in Loudoun County, the delightful county, is committed by people who are not legal citizens? Do you have any sense of that? Of all the crimes that you're talking about, you don't have that many violent.
Good question. We're just focusing on people who, a certain percentage. All right, is too high, no matter how low that percentage is. If that's a percentage that we can outright eliminate by taking those criminals in custody, we have three applications here. A, they don't come back to commit the crime again. B, we free up a bed because we're not keeping them here past the time so that they can commit another crime. And finally, we send a message to a lot of other criminals that are illegal aliens, don't come to Loudoun County.
But are there statistics that would show that of the violent crimes that occur in Loudoun County, X number are done by illegal immigrants?
There is a we don't have that percentage yet, but what you're going to have is a precipitous drop.
You know why I'm asking, because a lot of people think that this is just an assault, if I can use that word, against Hispanic people who come and are trying to reach for the American dream themselves, but are then targeted more because they are Hispanic.
Well, we do have MS-13, like I referred earlier. MS-13 is a particularly violent gang in this area that's committed machete attacks in public early in the evening, and daylight stabbings as well, and shootings. In my district, there was a shooting just 10 days ago. So there is a tempo here, and the people of Sterling Park and Loudoun are outraged that we don't have this type of program in place now.
And I would think a lot of Hispanic citizens don't like the violence either.
They hate being killed, I know. And I agree, and I talk to them. And they don't like being victimized by these people from MS-13 and other types of gangs that are running rampant and without control. And as far as my Board of Supervisors is concerned, they've opened up the floodgates. And in the absence of this policy, all of the gangs from Prince William and Fairfax and Herndon and Arlington are coming into Loudoun. So it's about time that the sheriff incorporated the system.
I was about to ask you, have you seen an influx or an increase in the number of immigrants who are maybe leaving Prince William, coming into Loudoun to escape what they, you know, perhaps the fear that they feel living in Prince William? Have you seen an increase in, and just to follow up, do you see the program that's now being implemented in Loudoun as just the beginning of something more aggressive and a broader net that you want to cast?
With a unsolved murder hanging in the air in Sterling Park, let us not lose sight of the tactics that this incorporates. There are violent criminals who take advantage of illegal aliens. They victimize them, and they shoot them on the streets of Sterling Park and this region. And if we can put a dent in the wanton murder of innocents, whatever their nationality, that's my job as a supervisor. And I think that while you have an influx of illegal aliens, if you will, from these areas, you have the influx of the criminals. That's what I'm focusing on with this 287G. I think that's what you're interested in.
Is it your concern that that part of this is the larger issue of the urbanization of Loudoun County, which is still largely agricultural, this week I think I was checking on the websites, and you're talking about people who don't cut their grass. That was an issue before the supervisors, and people who park their cars in the front yard, and the kind of an urbanization. Are you worried about losing the character of Loudoun County? Is there an overarching view of this that you have, which just goes beyond just illegal immigration?
Well, I used to call it a quality of life issue. Now it's a life as we know it issue for me. I've been there 9 years. This is my third term.
You've been 9 years on the
county. 9 years on the Board of Supervisors.
You've been there for a lot longer than that.
I've been in Fairfax since 1981. Right. I'm familiar. My office is at Bailey's Crossroads, which is a very ethnic area. I'm from New York City. I'm used to high-density development, if you will. This is not what's going on in Sterling Park. This is not urbanization. This is a cesspool. People are coming from outside of this culture, and they are dumping their crap on the streets of our town. And our town is outraged that they don't get with the program. And we don't care what language they speak. Sterling Park is highly diverse, highly diverse. Every country is represented in Sterling Park. And that does not mean you treat it like a garbage dump. And we're not taking it.
You mentioned the Board of Supervisors opening the floodgates, and the Washington Post reported earlier this week, quoting here, in November, voters ousted several supervisors who supported your hardline attitude. The board is now dominated by Democrats who have said that immigration enforcement is not one of their priorities. Are you concerned that you might be the next one who gets the boot from the voters?
I was very forthright, and I think both sides, Democrats and Republicans, campaigned on a program of engaging this issue. They, the Democratic Party majority, do not want to engage this from a foreign policy point of view or from an illegal alien point of view. They want to take it and tackle it one item at a time. Grass, garbage, you know, this ICE 287G, they're going to take them one at a time. So they're people of their word. The rubber hits the road if they allocate money to this program. And that's really where the rubber hits the road.
Eugene Delgado is a member of the Loudoun County Board of Supervisors. He represents the Sterling District. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having
me. Time goes by too fast. Maybe you'll come back again. It'd be great.
I would be
look at Sherwood. He's now inviting people back.
That's what the host should say.
Why am I even here?
I'm very polite to invite someone back.
If you're a D.C. resident and you're not attending your local ANC meetings, you really should, because they may be some of the best entertainment in town. Just listen to this example from a recent meeting about what we like to call the great ping-pong scandal of 2008.
James is trying to turn this into Adams and Morgan with the murders, the rape.
Oh, thank you.
That audio comes to us courtesy of the City Paper Block. For listeners who couldn't understand it, what you heard was ANC Commissioner Frank Winstead lashing out at Comet Pizza on Connecticut Avenue. The restaurant was requesting an extension of its evening hours and the ability to provide live music and an outdoor seating area in front of the restaurant. In response, Winstead said that Comet owner James Alfantis was trying to turn this into Adams Morgan with the murders, the rapes, hence the uproar we heard on the tape. Who needs a night downtown at the theater when you've got drama like this in Northwest D.C.? Winstead had already gotten on Comet's case for having a ping pong table on the sidewalk outside the restaurant and had it removed, something I'm still, frankly, upset about.
You know, people start bringing their ping pong tables out of their basements and putting them in their front yard, we'll have Loudoun County supervisors after them saying that's destroying the neighborhood. No, the fact that, you know, that's ANC's, you know, democracy is not neat. And that's all I can say about that ping pong table.
Tom, sure. Go ahead, Michael.
I was just going to say, if you're tired of what Mr. Winstead is doing as your ANC, vote him out next time he comes up.
Go to the meetings. Michael Niebauer is a reporter with the D.C. Examiner. Tom Sherwood is with NBC4. He's also a columnist for the current newspapers. Thank you all for listening. I'm Kojo Namdi.